You know, our team did a lot of good things out there today, but at the same time, we left a lot of plays on the field. We left had some lapses in our play that we need to eliminate. But you know, it's good to see the production we had in the running game. You know, finish drives in the red area. You know, had a couple of big plays in the kicking game. Thought the fake punt kind of got us going a little bit. I know it was early, but it was a good play that offensively we converted. You know, defensively hit the passer, turned the ball over, but you know, gave up 10 points on defense. So, you know, usually that's pretty good in this league. But you know, lost the ball on offense and could have tackled better and could have defended a couple plays in the passing game better defensively. So. Turn a page here, and you know, we'll see these guys in a couple of weeks. Turn a page and get on to Buffalo. Sounds like they had another big win today. So I know it'll be tough up there, but good to get this one, and we'll just move on here. Start getting ready for Buffalo.
Bill, two questions, game specific on the fake punt. How much of that is Nate Ebner, you know, looking at what's in front of him and deciding to do that versus that's going to happen regardless of that? And then in the fourth quarter, fourth and one, that you guys are up 28-10, the 25, I was curious what you were weighing on that with field goal 42. Was the wind a factor there, or was it just a case of thinking we can get a yard here?
Yeah, I'd say it was more of the latter. I feel like we'd get a yard. Obviously, it was a poorly executed play, so not well done. Yeah, I wouldn't get into the specifics on the fakes. I mean, it was a good play. It helped us. And, you know, Joe and, you know, Judge, like he always does, you know, did a great job getting our team, special teams prepared. That's a big play for us.
Coach at the front. You had 7 sacks today. Can you just talk about the pass rush and why it was so successful, in particular Eric Lee coming in with the sack at the end after being on the team a short amount of time?
Well, you know, I think the score had a lot to do with that. You know, anytime you can get ahead in the game, and I mean, most of the second half, probably middle of the third quarter, last third of the game was, you know, a lot of passing, a lot of pass rush with the lead. So gives you an opportunity to rush the passer better. So guys did a good job. We had contributions from a lot of different players. Got some pressure from our linebackers, from our secondary, and from our defensive linemen. So, but, yeah, I think being ahead in the game certainly helps the pass rush.
Bill, you mentioned that there are a few things to clean up from today's game. It seems like the team is executing pretty cleanly on the road, but then you guys have struggled a bit at home at times this year. Is it disconcerting that some of the games at home are the ones where you guys aren't executing as well?
Yeah. We try to execute well every week.
Is there something about playing on the road that maybe sharpens the team's focus?
I don't know.
Hi, Coach. Landon Roberts, a couple of sacks there. You were talking about middle linebacker play. And your defense in the last 7 games haven't allowed no more than 17 points. Do you see that turning around the corner, or is there still more work to do?
Yeah, well, we'll see. It'll be a big challenge this week against Buffalo and, you know, Tyrod Taylor and McCoy and those guys. So, you know, we'll see. Yeah, this week was, you know, give up 10 points today. But, again, there were some things that we certainly could have done better and could have made it easier on ourselves. So we'll keep working on those. But, you know, I mean, overall, those guys compete hard. And again, we got production from all 3 units. Look, these guys have very good skill players, as good as anybody in the league, receivers, tight ends, backs, and, you know, good quarterback, 2 good quarterbacks. So it was challenging. This was a challenging group. So, I mean, I thought our coverage guys especially, you know, really met the challenge this week. And you know, we were able to get ahead and create some pass rush and turn the ball over. So, you know, those are all positives. But, you know, can we do it again? I mean, I don't know. It'll be a challenge every week.
Bill, 2 questions. The interception by Stephon at the end of the first half seemed like obviously a huge play in the game in terms of momentum.
Definitely.
And also the team keeping its collective cool? I know you teach it all the time, every single week, but in this particular game where emotions run high, how important is that?
Yeah, really important. Yeah, and we saw quite a bit of that, you know, in these games. Last year there were, you know, some personal fouls in that game at the end of the game. In the first game here, what was it, week two? Same thing. We had some after-the-play type things that occurred in this game. So, look, it's two competitive teams. You know, a lot of guys playing hard, and you got to be able to control your emotions, play with poise, and, you know, play with aggressiveness, but do it, you know, legally and within the rules and before the whistle blows and all those kind of things. So, you know, I thought, you know, a number of our players did a good job of trying to keep their poise, stay focused on football, and not get caught up in some of the after-the-play stuff. Sometimes that's hard to do, but it's, you know, but we got to try to do the best we can at it. And, you know, I thought they tried to do that. Yeah. You know, I didn't really get a good look at it. I mean, it's a huge play, no question. Big momentum play. You know, it was across the field. I didn't really get a good look at it. So I'm not sure exactly, you know, not sure exactly what happened on that one.
Coach, after the fake punt, you guys had the deep pass to Dorsett and then obviously the touchdown. How big was it to complete the drive in that situation?
Yeah, I thought that was big. You know, they came in, got a three and out, got the ball. You know, we took the ball to start the game, got a three and out. But instead of giving them the ball back, we were able to, you know, convert on fourth down. And then, as you said, hit the over route to Dorsett and end up scoring on that drive. So that was, you know, it's always good to play from in front and get a hit. So it was big. Good job offensively at taking advantage of that opportunity that we got off the fake punt. That's, you know, one of the problems of running a fake punt usually is that even though you get the first down, you still got another, what's called 50, 60 yards to go. It's not like a fake field goal where you're already in scoring range, and if you convert that, then you know, it's usually a touchdown or, you know, you're very close to scoring. We still got a long way to go. But offensively, that was, you know, big drive and a big conversion for us. So,
Bill, you guys already entered the game shorthanded due to injuries. When you have a sudden shift in availability, such as the play when both Marquise and Trey Flowers went on the same play, how does the coaching staff adjust on the fly to make sure you have the right players on the field and you don't have any miscommunication?
Yeah, no, it's challenging. You know, we obviously practice our backups to each position, but as you said, when multiple players are injured, and particularly when it's all one play, then that creates a little bit of a scramble. You know, the biggest... A bigger problem, not saying that's not a big problem, but even a bigger problem is in the kicking game, because you have, you know, six units on special teams. So you have kickoff, return, punt, punt, return, field goal, block. So when you lose a player there, you lose, like when Nate went down, you know, you lose a guy that's on, you know, five of those six teams. So, you know, and it's not always the same guy replacing them. So it could be this guy on this team, that guy on another team, you know, and so forth. And then you know, add a couple of the guys in. So that's challenging, but you know, for the coaches and the players, that's part of football, and unfortunately, and so we have to practice those situations, and everybody needs to know who's, you know, who's behind who, and sometimes it knocks you out of a certain grouping or a certain, you know, unit that you have out there, but you know that if you get knocked out of that, then you back it up with something else, whatever your alternative group is, so that's just something as a coach you have to be ready to do in all three phases of the game. If you have a guy that's, you know, a key guy in one particular group or unit or personnel grouping and then he's not available, then you have to maybe go to a different grouping, but, you know, you have to make that adjustment. Or sometimes you can put another guy in for him and stay the same, but depending on which one of those it is, that's the challenge.
Hi, Bill. Given some of the shots Tom was taking, how important was it to establish the running game, particularly with Dion?
Yeah, it's always good to run the ball. It's good to throw. It's good to score points. So, mm-hmm. You know, whatever we can feel like we can do, whatever, you know, Josh and the coaching offensive coaches do a great job of, you know, game planning and try to set up things that we think will give us an advantage. Sometimes those play out. Sometimes the defense take those away, and we have to go to other options. So, you know, if we can however we can move the ball, score points, and gain yards, then that's what we're going to try to do.
Given the score, did you have any thought of taking Tom out late in the game, you know, particularly given the hits he was taking?
What, on the kneel downs? I mean, what difference does it make?
No, before that?
No. I mean, it's easy for you to sit there and say the game's out of hand. I mean, if you watch games in the National Football League, a lot can change in a hurry. So the only time I think the game's in hand is when they're not going to have enough possessions to get the number of points that they need. So, sorry, we just see that one totally differently.
Hey, Bill, you talked about Gilmore's first interception. How about at the end of the game when fighting for the ball? Do you see that?
Yeah,
play?
That was a good, you know, it was kind of a seam route. And, you know, on the seam, you try to split that zone between the corner and the safety. And both Stephon and Duran got a good break on the ball and both got there at the same time. And both went up and high-pointed the ball like they're supposed to do. So it was really well played by both guys. Usually when that happens defensively, you knock it away from each other and it becomes an incomplete pass. But, you know, Duran made a great play to just, you know, to hang on to it in that situation. But thought both guys really looked like got a good break on the ball and, you know, was thrown into that seam, maybe hung up a little bit, but they got there. And so it's good deep field zone play by both those players.
Coach, 5 for 5 in the red zone today, something the team struggled with at points earlier in the year. What can you attribute the success in the red area today, whether it's play calling, execution, or a combination of both maybe?
Yeah, well, it's always good, good playing and good execution by the players. That's what everything's about. That's why you win games, is because players go out there and play well.
Last question, Mike.
Bill, a big story in college football today was Greg Schiano in Tennessee. What are your thoughts on Greg in Tennessee?
I think Greg's a tremendous coach. You know, I've learned an awful lot from him. Had an opportunity to spend a lot of time with him when he was at Rutgers and Stephen was at Rutgers, and you know, go down there, lacrosse and the football programs are in the same building. You know, and then at Tampa, and then, you know, the couple of years after Tampa was really even better for, I would say, my relationship with him, because, you know, he had those last 2 years in the NFL, and you know, I've learned an awful lot from him. He's given me a lot of you know, we talked about things that they did in their program. He did at Tampa that really have a lot of relevance to what we do. So did Rutgers, but it's a little bit different, you know, in the NFL. And, you know, he's done a great job at Ohio State. I mean, he's one of the, you know, very best coaches, I think, in our profession. I have a tremendous amount of respect for Greg and the way he runs his program and the job that he does. And the way, I would say, that the most impressive thing to me is the way that our players, which we've had a lot of Rutgers players come through here, the loyalty and the, I would say, love of the program, the college program that they were in at Rutgers when he was there, how they maintain that, you know, for years and years after they've left. And not taking anything away from any other school, but I would just say it's extremely strong. So I think the relationship that he has with his kids, with his players, and how well prepared his players are to come into this league is exceptional. So I didn't know that, but it's good for him. I think he'll, you know, he's a great coach. I'm sure he'll be a great head coach. And again, he's done an awful lot. He's helped me in a lot of different ways, and I have a lot of respect for him. Okay, thank you.